Okay, so there's this film out called The Wretched. You know, every now and then there's a thing when a film comes out and the title kind of invites you to be scornful about it. Well, calling your film The Wretched is kind of doing that. I remember, what was it, the Empire one? I know they did more than one word, but their summation of their review of Battleship was miss. And we were saying the other day that there's that is it Nick Cage film called Knowing, for which the review was it's better not to. Well, in the case of
Very
The
good.
Wretched, you kind of imagine people sharpening the knives, but there's no need to, because this is a modest horror flick. But actually, I think it's got a pretty neat blend of character development and narrative tension, and quite selectively deployed but effective monstrous effects. So the plot effectively centers around a sort of a tree dwelling witch who not only devours their victims, but also, and this is the great neat twist, makes everyone forget that the victims ever existed in the first place. So we have this teenager called Ben who's sullen, and he's gone to live with his dad. He disapproves of his dad's girlfriend. He's got a job at the marina, which he doesn't like. He's fed up with pretty much everything, and then the neighbors start acting weird to the terror of their young child who turns up at Ben's house.
Are your parents home?
Can I help you?
Hey, sweetie. My son, he likes to play hide and seek. He's a handful. Is he here?
No. Just us. If I see him, I'll let you know.
Can you bring him down?
So you get the sense, not everything is well, and he gets this kind of feeling that something genuinely wicked is going on. And being the film that it is, of course, we know from the beginning that something really, really wicked is going on. I mean, it's an interesting little movie. It's had quite a good festival response. It's influences are far and wide. I mean, there's a bit of Fright Night in there. There's a kind of narrative lift from Rear Window. There's that kind of woodland iconography of the Blair Witch Project. It's directed by the Pierce brothers, who made Deadheads, which was this kind of quite anarchic zombie flick. And I think what I liked about it was there's a good balance of, it's fun, it's entertaining, there are creepy thrills and atmospheric chills, and then every now and then you get the sort of the scrungy monster stuff that you want from a movie. So for a fairly modest horror film, I thought it did the job pretty well. It's called The Wretched, and I would have called it anything other than that, but
Yes.
it's a much better film than that title implies.